Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. and China are tackling more issues together than ever, and that both countries want to realize the full promise of their partnership.
There was a dizzying array of issues that we are working on together, and I felt very satisfied because that was not the case 2 years ago.
That includes the value of China's currency and human rights in China. Human rights has long been a contentious issue between the U.S. and China.
Whether it was something that was sensitive to us or sensitive to them, all the difficult issues, including human rights. And we both have made our concerns very clear to the other.
Also on the table, high-tech goods and market access in both countries. Chinese officials say the U.S. agreed to be fair with policies that limit the export of high-tech goods to China. And Beijing promised to move toward a more open market. China State Councilor Dai Bingguo.
I said that we had a good conversation, but that does not mean that we agreed on each and every issue. However, after each round of dialogues, we successfully expanded our mutual understanding and increased our mutual trust and enhanced our cooperation.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the U.S. welcomes Chinese investment in the United States.
And I am very confident that if you look over the next several years, you're going to see Chinese investment in the United States continue to expand very, very rapidly. That'll be good for the United States, good for China.
Access to China's market and intellectual property protection are growing concerns for American and other foreign companies in China. Chinese officials agreed to take steps to stamp out pirated software use, especially by government agencies.
And this will help protect U.S. innovators, as well as Chinese innovators, in all industries, not just in software.
And, he says, benefit the economies of both China and the United States. William Ide, VOA News, Washington.